Good morning. 8:36 here on the Mighty 690 as we go throughout a Thursday edition of the program. Happy to have you on board here with us, and we're looking at another warm one, high right around 90 for Coffeyville and Independence, 74 right now. And at this time, we are joined by Denise York from Coffeyville's Reawakening. Good morning, Denise. How you doing?
Pretty good. Morning, James. Hey, how about yourself?
Doing well. Doing well.
Great.
We got a guest to get on here in a little bit, but first, we are going to talk a few Coffeyville Reawakening updates. First, starting off here at the Midland.
Yep. Midland and the UP Park, both work. Continuing on both of them, we did get the city in to run the water.
Saw the work over there. So.
Yep, got that done. So now we can really take off on the plumbing and all that. So
that's great.
We're still shooting for the July 31st finish date on it. I think Midland, I think we have decided maybe not to do Vaudenville after party there this year. We're still discussing that. Depends on how soon they can get it done. We don't
sure.
want to rush it. So, yep. That's all I have for Midland and UP
okay.
Park at this point. So.
Well, that's still a milestone. Happy to get the water in, having indoor plumbing, kind of a big deal.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the major construction there for us was getting those two bathrooms in. So, and then neighborhood gardens are growing. Peggy's looking for volunteers. So if you have some time to spend or, you know, just want to help out with the kids and want to get outside, give Peggy a call. Let's see. Oh, June 17th, Cedar Bluff.
Coming right up.
Yep, 100th anniversary. A lot of activities planned for that day. And then the summer celebration follows that, July 8th. Coffeyville's Reawakening is doing the Kitty Parade again. So that's always a fun time, and it's growing year after year. So get the Hot Wheels out, get them charged up, and be ready to go. And we should be announcing VIP booth. You know, we raffle that off for the night to watch the fireworks up there. So we're trying to get the raffling in place and have those tickets available soon.
And that's the VIP is where is that located?
The booth inside the stadium.
In the stadium. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Gotcha.
And
yeah.
It
that's
holds,
great.
I think 25 people.
Fun.
And we did give tickets away last year
okay.
on KGF. And I think somebody who had a raffle ticket from here won.
Oh, okay.
So,
good deal.
Yeah, so and it's a great place to see the fireworks, and you feel the it's got a tin floor, so I guess.
That's neat.
You feel the experience along with seeing it, so looking forward to that. And then the city band's playing at both of those, Cedar Bluff and Summer Celebration, and they've got a lot going on. So
yeah, excellent. That's
they did
good
great
stuff.
At the Memorial Day.
They sure did
that we had and. And then I wanted to touch on the 48 in 48.
Yes.
It was the 48 states in 48 hours, which was completed in 44.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to, you know, give a shout out to, you know, the airport out there. If you haven't been out there, like Jared, you know, I can't remember Jared's last name. Jared Powers, sorry.
Are you game to you?
Yeah. He deserves a lot of credit because, I mean, it's just looking really nice out there. So if you haven't been out.
It is really probably, and I've been to a lot of general aviation airports, probably top 10, honestly,
really?
of any I've been to.
Fantastic.
Just as far as the cleanliness, the amenities, you know, you're always looking for, you know, nice bathrooms and, you know, pilot
right.
lounge. And I mean, it's really first class.
Oh, he's got some big plans out there. So, and having this Guinness Book of Records, you know, I mean, Coffeyville will be listed in there again. So, you know, just he deserves a lot of credit for what's going on. And hopefully this brings other pilots to town that want to do that 48 in 48. So
yes, absolutely.
And then I'm heading downtown now. So Hersh's is reopened after their little issues with the storm and everything. So make sure you stop in there. And then Colonel Coffee Trading Company
mm-hmm.
is how...
Trading Post. Yeah,
Trading Post. I noticed a lot of business in and out of there, so that's going on. And so that brings us to the newest building owner downtown, and this is Kimber Kiersey.
Hey.
Hey, yeah. So I'm Kimber Kiersey. I'm the owner of Country Kimber Designs, located right across from the Fountain downtown, the corner of 9th and Walnut. And We bought the building back in February, spent a solid 2 months remodeling the downstairs level, completely gutted the bathroom, made the ADA accessible, designed and put in this really neat paint splatter room. You cover yourself head to toe in a little poncho and goggles and get to throw paint everywhere, make a mess, make a masterpiece. I offer glow paint sessions, standard paint. So it's been really fun. I've had lots of community members come in, some little kids. You know, adults enjoy it. There's no age, you know, requirement for this. And that's really fun. And then we also offer crafting classes. I've got to sign up on a website, www.countrykimberdesigns.com. That's country with a K. And you can go on there. You can buy your reservations for your tickets. You can reserve and book a paint room party or paint room session. You can also reserve the open space for different events, whether it's a bridal shower, a graduation party. You could even do a small wedding in the event. It's super cool down there. It's got all the original embossed tin ceilings, the super high walls, hardwood floors, like, it's just a really neat building, and so that's why I fell in love with it. Foreseeable future, we're looking at starting remodeling of the upstairs level, looking at turning that into an Airbnb that's themed, so late 1800s, early 1900s, go with the Dalton Defenders thing.
Oh, yeah.
And kind of make it like an event / Airbnb. Like, you want to go to it to enjoy all the cool aesthetics, but also you're right smack dab in downtown Coffeeville. Like, could you imagine staying there during like Defender days? Like,
oh yeah,
man, what
open
a,
the window.
Oh yeah, and this and the view is just phenomenal. Yeah. Right, you know, you can see Condon Bank, you can see the fountain. Like, it's just fantastic. I love that.
I like kind of the 1800s idea. You know, you think about going, you know, you're always in those cowboy movies going upstairs to the, you know, the little inn, the hotel or whatever, mm-hmm. looking out over the town square. So
yeah.
I think you got a good idea there. Yeah. And niche Airbnbs are quite trendy right now. So that's I think that could be a winner.
Yes. Yeah.
So are there any retail stuff right now, or is it mostly just for like kind of these experiences that you got?
Right now it's mostly experiences. I'm really not set up currently to host it for retail. Full-time wise, I am the ag teacher in Caney, Kansas, and so I have FFA kids with me all over the nation and doing that. So this is kind of an evening, an afternoon, weekend type thing. Of course, summertime, I'm available a lot more. So I even added a page last night to my website for corporate events and youth groups. Obviously, I'm trained in leadership development, team building, things like that, and so I thought, man, like, what an opportunity that local businesses have to bring in your group of employees, whether you're, you know, a small business of two people to a large corporation. You know, I can custom design a workshop that could involve crafts if you want, or it could just focus on, you know, building yourself, building your skills. And, you know, why not do that? Like, super fun. And I love doing that. I love building people up and helping them find their strengths and, you know, building camaraderie amongst groups of people. So I added that on last night as an option. So we'll see. See if it picks up. But
so is this something you've been wanting to do for a while, kind of in the back of your mind, and then it just kind of happened? Or how did this come
about? Well, okay. So about 3 years ago, I started a side business selling sweets. So I have a booth in Shabby to Chic that I sell handmade fudge, candies, brittles, you name it. I sell it out of the booth. And I also set up at different pop-up events. Like, I was at Neowalla last year. Christmas on the Plaza the last few years has been super successful. So I have a little niche following of those customers. And then I got into a deep conversation with Becky Campbell, owner of Sunflower Soda Fountain, back in October, and she was just like, man, Kimber, you're a visionary. Like, and this is not me bragging on myself. This was really like one of those like side conversations at the feed store. You yep. never expect to lead anywhere, you know, sure. but it was like randomly impactful. So we had that conversation. She says, you know, there's a building downtown open for sale. And I was like, oh. So I walked by, not the realtor. It was a poster board.
Yeah.
And so I called the number.
I think I saw that on Craigslist.
Voicemail. Yeah. It was a random voicemail. Yeah. Nothing called back. Well, finally, a few days later, I get a call back from the guy and go look at the building. Fall in love with this thing. I just love all the details, all historical. It's just so neat. And my husband and me looked at it, and we went back to the house and crunching numbers. And we're like, I don't know. I don't know. So we sat on it. Well, 2 months later, I couldn't stop thinking about this thing. I fell in love with a 130-year-old building, and I needed to have it. And so, thankfully, I finally made an offer. He accepted, and we closed on it. But it was just when I walked in that building, I knew that it was meant for more than sitting there.
Hey,
and I was like, if I can be the one, if I can have the chance available and take it, you know.
And if not you, who?
If not, who? And that's, you know, I'd had multiple conversations with Denise about it. Like, we need younger people to pop in downtown, to pop in town in general, and step forward, take the risk, and build Coffeeville. Because if everybody sits back and says, oh, that would be a good idea. Yeah, we don't have that. Too bad. Okay, well, what are you doing about it?
Right. There's a lot of good ideas out there, but the execution and people, you know, to do it is
Because, like, the fear of failure is what stops success. So if you are not, you know, approaching life that way, turn it around. Like, try it. Worst case scenario, that chapter fails. You close that book, you move on. And it's okay. Like, it's okay. So that was my mindset going into this. It still is. I'm still in the early phases of this business, but I just wanted something for people to do that's affordable, that's entertaining. You don't have to drive to Owosso and Bartlesville.
Right.
You can stay right here in Coffeeville and
support local.
Support local. Like,
yes, the ones that are taking the chance, right?
Yes.
Go
yeah.
in and see them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. I mean, you've said so much that's just so good, and that's something that, you know, we need to hear. I mean, so often, yeah, it's easy to sit back and say, oh, I remember when we had this, but, you know, we need to take that next step. And that means, you know, hey, if you say, man, I wish we had this, well, maybe you're the person to do it. So, you know, just be thinking about that. And yeah, I mean, it's just like, you seem like, you know, this is a regular person, you know, just one of the normal folks here taking the step. And I think that's great. And that's a really brave thing that for you and your family to do.
Thank you.
Well, if you look at downtown 5 years ago, I mean, there's so many more businesses in down there and it'll just grow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So if people want to learn more about your business, how can they do that?
So I have a Facebook page that's really active. Again, Country with a K, Country Kimber Designs. Also my website, www.countrykimberdesigns.com. Those are both great venues for looking up information, reaching out to me, getting prices. Yep, that's your method.
Hey,
and then the
great.
Building's at 822?
Yeah, 822 Walnut Street. Like I said, right across from the fountain. So,
excellent. Well, very good. Well, that is awesome. I look forward to hearing more updates. So don't be a stranger on that or anything, or even your caney ag stuff. I mean, we like to hear that sort of thing too. So you let us know how all that's going.
All right.
We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, anything else, Denise, as we wrap up here today?
No, I think we'll end on that positive note.
Perfect. So, yeah. Okay. Well, Denise, good to have you in, of course. And Kimber, great to meet you here. And so I look forward to chatting again here real soon.
Go to the paint splatter.
Go to the paint splatter.
Yes, go paint with me.
Yep, go paint. That's good stuff. Well, we have Open Line coming up here in just a few moments, so keep it here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, 74 degrees in Coffeeville.